What do you call
Pulley bone too. Oh. Pulley bone.
Okay. Be sure and give me a
minute. Okay, pulley bone, If you That's what we always called it when we were kids.
What do you call a second growth of hay or clover? The first growth has been cut and now it's grown back again. Would you just make up one if you had to make up a word for it? Say, look, that is the
second crop.
What do you call bread made of cornmeal?
Cornbread.
Any other kind? What other things are made from cornmeal?
Muffins and corn fritters.
What about that might be cooked in deep fat? You know of anything that's made out of cornmeal that would be cooked in deep fat?
I never did cook it in deep fat.
What about anything that are boiled with greens?
Dumplings?
What kind of dumplings? It's
corn dumplings. Corn dumplings, I guess. I've made them with a ham bone. You know.
But you've never made them with greens? You've made corn dumplings
with ham, ham hock. Just boil it and then drop them down in there, you know. It's real good, too. I call them corn dumplings. Mm-hmm. Hush puppies. Oh, hush puppies. Hush puppies. That's what's fried in deep fat. Uh-huh. Corn pone and... Corn pone's what they used to call the kind. I don't make that kind. I make it with a spoon and have a batter. You know, make cornbread that way, make it soft. My daddy always said that my mother always just made the corn pone, you know, and he said that his teeth were kind of bad and he just couldn't eat it. And when I married and I started making the spoon bread, he just loved that. And she said he wouldn't eat the other, and that was the reason he wouldn't, was because it hurt his teeth. You know, they baked it so hard, yeah. You know. Sometimes they would just make it with, I had an aunt. Now, my mother never did make it that way that I ever knew, but I had an aunt that just made it with water and salt. Mm. Put that in the corn meal and baked it. But I wouldn't like it.
And did you ever make something out of cornmeal and fry them just like pancakes?
Uh-huh. Corn mush. You make mush out of meal and then you can fry it. Fritters are what? Those are fritters.
Just fritters.
Uh-huh. Corn fritters.
Okay. I get so interested in all this, I can't be very scientific about the whole thing. Because I'm from the mountains of North Carolina.
Oh.
And I'm a mountaineer too. Andy Griffith and I from the same hometown.
Oh, you sure enough.
So.
Did you know him?
Yes.
I'm crazy about Andy Griffith. I think he just tickles me to death. You know, about when he gives that football, you know, what it was football. I think that's one of the funniest things he's ever
done. He's got a new movie out that my wife and I went
to see. Oh, yeah, it's in Chattanooga
now.
It's
the best thing if you get a chance.
I'm going. I said, Andy Griffith, I'm going. And it's in Chattanooga now.
It's a cute music.
Let's see now, what is it? He does a little bit.
Angel in My Pocket.
Angel in My Pocket.
He's a minister.
Oh, yeah.
And he's good.
Well, I'm going to see him. I like it.
What do you call cornbread cooked in ashes of a fire?
Corn pone. That's what they used to call it.
What do you call soft cornbread served in a bowl with a spoon? You mentioned something a while ago.
The corn.
That was sort of soupy.